أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عددا ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 51, 52 and 53 of Surah Al-Kahf. In ayah 50 yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began the discussion about shaitan, another reason that man is misled from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when man follows shaitan, there are those that worship shaitan, there are those that worship idols, which actually means worshipping shaitan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the feebleness of shaitan. Allah says, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had not shown them, had not made the shayateen a witness in the creation of the skies and the earth, wala khalqa anfusihim, and I did not make them or show them the creation of their own selves. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is proving a very, very important point, is that Allah is khaliq, Allah is the only creator. There is no creator but Allah Ta'ala, and everything else besides Allah is makhluq. Now, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing insan, you venerate shaitan, you worship him, you show respect to him, but at the time when Allah created the skies and the earth, there was no other creation, there was no shaitan, there was no jinn, there was nothing. Allah Ta'ala created. Allah didn't need anyone to supervise. Allah didn't need anyone to see, to criticize. Allah didn't need anyone, but Allah created it himself. And then in the creation of themselves also, they were non-existent. Allah Ta'ala didn't show them. Allah didn't ask them. Allah didn't consult with them. All of this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did on his own. Now Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَدُودًا. Hypothetically, if there was a need, وَنَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ, there was never a need, but if there was a need for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to have any helper, then Allah would never take مُضِلِّين, people that lead others astray as helpers. We all know that when we want a helper, we're going to look for somebody that is honest, somebody that's got integrity, somebody that's going to look after our affairs, our goods, our belongings, etc. If you know that somebody is not only deviant, but that person will deviate others, then obviously we're not going to employ that person. So if there was a need, but there was never a need, but if there was a need that Allah needed a helper, then Allah wouldn't take a person like shaitan even to help Allah. So how do you take help from shaitan? That is the question that Allah Ta'ala is asking. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُ. On that day, it will be said, call shuraka'i, my partners. Allah will make this announcement either via the angels or Allah himself, that call my partners, الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ, that you had asserted, that you had claimed that these were my partners, whether it is shaitan, whether it is idols, whether it is gods that you had made, all of that is part of shaitan. فَدَعُوهُمْ, then man will call out to the gods that he had been calling out in this world. He will call for those gods, taking the names. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ, and then these gods will not even answer them. There will be no answer coming. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا, and Allah Ta'ala says, between them we will make a destruction. Mubiqa actually means a destruction. Most of the ulama have said it will be a trench or it will be a gulf of fire between those who worshipped and the worshippers. Wara al mujrimun an nar. Allah Ta'ala says that you, the mujrimeen, when they see the fire, فظنوا أنهم مواقعها. They will now know for sure that they are going to be flung and thrown into the fire. Perhaps up to this time, on the day of Qiyamah, from the resurrection, right up to Hisab and Kitab, they would have thought Allah will have mercy upon them. But when they are shown the fire and they see the fire, then they will know for sure that they are going to be placed and fall into the fire. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. And they will not find any escape from the fire of Jahannam. So here again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is cautioning us that we worship only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Lot of shaitani influences will come our way, will come our path. We need to be very steadfast in fulfilling the commandments of Allah and being on the sirat al-mustaqim. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.